The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for our regular sustainability item. Coffee culture is thriving, but who's really paying the price for our caffeine addiction? I'm joined by Jo Lennon, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Jo, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
We love our coffee.
We absolutely love it. And, you know, we're the second biggest coffee drinking nation in the world, apparently, which is quite astounding. About 2 billion cups are drank globally each year, and a lot of those are being drank by Irish people. We're absolutely obsessed. Some really fascinating statistics from Fix Coffee saying that, you know, over half of us now prefer having a coffee than going for a drink with someone. So the culture has really changed and we've really embraced it.
Now, how are we prepared to pay for our coffee?
So we are. Now, look, everyone's going to have noticed how much more expensive coffee has gotten. We're still very much willing to pay for it, even though we're definitely being squeezed on it. And I suppose it's really important for people to understand maybe why it is as expensive as it is. It's at a 15-year high right now. There's a lot of different factors. Obviously, here in Ireland, small businesses are struggling with the VAT rate. Hopefully that might change now when the new government comes in. But they're struggling on the ground here. But then if you go back through the supply chain, if you look at the countries that it's coming from, a lot of them are very conflict-torn. The supply chains are coming through the Middle East, which is very disrupted at the moment. COVID supply chains had a big issue. And then, drum roll, climate change is really affecting harvests and harvests are really being damaged. So there's lots of reasons why it's becoming more expensive, but we're still paying.
So when we are buying a cup of coffee, trying to buy an ethical cup of coffee, you know, where you know that a significant amount of what you pay is getting to the right people.
Yes. And you know what? Irish roasters and coffee producers are phenomenal. I really have to commend them. I think we're probably leading the way in terms of the ethical sourcing. There's so many different suppliers. And I think most people will be really surprised if they go to their local coffee shop. They're probably supplying, you know, an ethical roaster at this stage because we have so many on the ground here and we're also importing it. So it's really easy to find one in your locality or if you're stocking up at home, there are so many to choose from. And it's a great thing to keep in mind if you are going to spend that bit of money, make sure the coffee is ethical for sure.
Yeah. Now, a lot of these coffee producers, even though it's a luxury item, I suppose, in the first world, in the developing world, a lot of these coffee producers are not doing well. In fact, they're on the poverty line.
They are. There's about 125 million people globally who rely on the coffee supply chain, which is just mind-blowing. You know, and on average, most of them are earning less than a dollar a day. Coffee farmers earn very, very little money. So even though we're paying on this end of things, it's definitely not trickling down to them. So when you think you're paying more, the farmers are not making more. I think we're producing 60% more coffee now than we did even 20 years ago. And farmers are poorer than they've ever been. So it's a real problem. And that really comes down to the big producers. You know, a lot of the Irish producers, what's great is they're going directly to the farmers, paying them a living wage. But a lot of the big producers still aren't.
So the Nestles of the world, the Lavazzas, those kind of people, are they trying even to be sustainable?
Look, we have to give them the benefit of the doubt. They've made lots of public statements. They've signed on to lots of different group accords because they are the big suppliers. But actually, when you look into it, very little progress has been made. And, you know, it's very easy to say these things are happening, but it's very difficult to prove it. So for me, what I would do is go to the small producers who are saying, look, like, for example, Annam, which is a roaster in the Burn, probably Ireland's smallest roaster. They have a direct partnership with farmers in Mozambique. That should have been a very big coffee producing company, but because it's been conflict torn, they haven't produced coffee in over 30 years. Now Annam is sourcing coffee directly from farmers there, roasting the coffee here in Ireland. So you know that money is going directly.
Where do they sell that?
Annam, it's sold all over. You can buy directly from the roastery. I got it shipped to me a couple of weeks ago to try it out. So they're a small roaster that you can buy from directly and they have stockists nationwide.
Now, what about the household names in coffee on the high street? You know, Bewley's, for example, the most famous coffee brand, I suppose, in Dublin.
They are, and Bewley's are absolutely fantastic. A few years ago, just before Christmas, actually, they launched a campaign called Café Femenino, and they have a partnership with female farmers in Peru. So they're sourcing beans from there. And when you buy one of those bags of coffee, 50 cent is going directly to those farmers, and obviously they're being paid a living wage. So again, a mainstream brand that is doing wonderful things. Frank and Honest yesterday, you know, if you're on the road right now and you're stopping in a petrol station, you're probably picking up a Frank and Honest coffee. They signed a partnership yesterday with Home Tree, which is a charity that is rebuilding our native rainforest in the west of Ireland, and they've committed €100,000 to help supporting that. So there's big names doing really great things too.
And do they all brand? I mean, there's Coffee Angel as well. I mean, when you buy stuff, are you told how ethical it is? Is it always on the pack?
It should be. And I think if it isn't, that's probably a red flag. But have a look. There's lots of different certifications that you can look for. There's a Greenleaf, there's the organic certification. You know, most companies now, if they're saying this is ethically sourced or we're sourcing from this specific farmer in this specific region, that's a really good way to look at it. And then just check out their websites. But most independent roasters are very invested in getting really good quality.
And finally, our tastes, what do we like in our coffee?
Americano and cappuccino, they're the two still. All the fancy ones are there, but they're our favourites.
All right. Jo Linnan, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Jo, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.